Former and current Northern Territory Government child protection investigators have told the ABC that the service is failing because staff are being forced to manage caseloads of up to 100 children at risk. They've alleged that workers who complain about pressure to close these cases without enough investigation have suffered bullying and harassment. Two internal government reviews obtained by the ABC have backed up these staff complaints. The Territory's Family Department, responsible for child protection, says cultural issues are being addressed, as Jane Barton reports.
An experienced social worker, Sunem Katanchi, moved to Australia for a job in child protection after working in Indigenous communities in Canada and New Zealand. Originally from Turkey, she joined a workforce, many of whom had also been recruited from overseas.
Social workers like myself, we go to Alice Springs to try to make a difference and enjoy our work and help Aboriginal people in horrifying conditions.
At first, she loved Alice Springs and her challenging work there, but she alleges her workload soon became unmanageable.
So within the first few weeks, I had 20-25 caseload, and in a few weeks more, it just increased to 70. And this is not acceptable, of course, because 70 caseload and even sometimes having 100 caseloads are obviously not manageable, and that doesn't provide any quality of service to children and families.
She says there was constant pressure to close cases without thorough investigation.
It's rushing through the child abuse investigations. Obviously, if you are rushing, you can never provide a good quality of care and protection and support the children and families' needs.
Sinem said when she complained, she was bullied. She made workers' compensation claims, took sick leave, and then was dismissed in November.
It's not just towards me, obviously. This is a systemic issue, systemic bullying.
Her colleague, Nau Repia, says she had caseloads of up to 92 children during 5 years in Tennant Creek and Alice Springs. She moved to the Territory from New Zealand. Nau also alleges being bullied when she complained. She made workers' compensation claims before resigning in September.
It's a toxic work culture, and I just think it's a crying shame that the way that Territory Families is run results in the children in the Northern Territory not receiving the appropriate care and protection that they need.
She says she felt compelled to speak to the ABC after the publication last month of an internal review into department failings before the alleged rape of a 2-year-old girl in Tennant Creek in February. The review found inaction, despite multiple child protection reports about the household, similar to cases that Nau Repia says she witnessed.
Children got left in vulnerable and dangerous situations with families using alcohol, where sexual things had happened to children, and often because of the lack of support, it wasn't followed up fully enough.
The ABC has obtained two internal reviews commissioned by the department into its workplace culture. Consultants Mercer reported finding child protection workers with caseloads of between 70 and 100, pressure to close 6 cases per week, high staff turnover, bullying and harassment. PricewaterhouseCoopers found rising child protection reports were leading to delayed responses to high priority matters. Current staff and their CPSU union secretary Kay Densley say high workload problems persist.
In some of the sections, they do have a number, so it might be 6 cases per week that they have to close. It can be very detailed, looking into an assessment, and you're not always able to cite the child, for example.
The department would not comment on individual cases, but its Deputy Chief Executive Jeanette Kerr says it's working to address culture problems by carrying out more training and staff consultation.
There was certainly a culture in the agency where people felt traumatised or that they were being driven very hard. What I can say, however, is that I don't believe there's any workplaces now in Territory Families that have a toxic work culture.
She denies culture issues have had a negative impact on services to children.
We don't use numbers of KPIs for frontline staff. So if there's been any measure of case closures by number or something, it would be in a historical artefact.
The department says it's reduced caseloads by sending extra staff temporarily to Tennant Creek and Catherine.
We've recently done an analysis of caseloads, and the vast majority of our staff have caseloads under 30. I think that there was one in the 90 to 100 range. It's also really important to understand that caseloads aren't alike, and you have caseloads for children that have been in families with carers for 10 years. The requirement will be to go and visit once a month. So in that case, you could have a very, very high caseload without it being any risk.
The CPSU's Kay Densley has welcomed the extra staff, but the union feels the response to the internal reviews and similar Royal Commission findings hasn't been quick enough.
It's been very slow, and all the recommendations haven't been implemented.
Our staff or your members worried that, already we're kind of getting these noises from Canberra, that Territory's not managing this, there needs to be intervention from the Commonwealth, it might even be taken out of our hands again.
Let's hope not, and I think that is a concern, especially with the language being used. But the federal government declared the Royal Commission, for example, but where's the money? They're not ready to put in any money for some of the recommendations to put those in place, including the ones about child protection.
Former worker Nio Repia says she's living with the consequences of pushing back.
Currently I'm unemployed. I find it very hard to find a job because I tried to help children and I tried to do my job well.
Sinem Katanchi is hoping to help children in a new profession.
So I'm just studying law now, hoping in the future I would be able to advocate children and families in legal arena.
Sinem Katanchi, former child protection worker, speaking there and ending that package from Jane Barden in Darwin.